MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 4, 2025. Welfare fraud has been uncovered by the State Auditor's Office, and the date is set for a state representative special election. Mix of clouds and sun, windy, upper 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:45 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that investigators have uncovered more than $10.2 million in welfare fraud in the previous fiscal year, according to State Auditor Diana DeZoglio's office. The office's Bureau of Special Investigations looked into more than 3,155 cases during the fiscal year that ended June 30. It identified at least 584 instances of public assistance fraud, about 67% of which was in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, previously known as food stamps. The Bureau, which has the power to investigate welfare fraud, said benefits paid from SNAP amounted to more than $4.6 million of the fraudulent activity in the previous quarter. More than $1.5 million in fraudulent activity was related to MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program. An additional $358,000 was uncovered in the state's primary cash assistance program, known as Transitional Aid to Families with Dependent Children. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos writes, the special election to replace State Representative Jerry Parasella will take place on May 13, according to the Secretary of State's office. A primary for the election will be held on April 15. Three Beverly residents have already announced campaigns for the 6th Essex District seat, left vacant last month when Parasella stepped down to become a judge. Shortly after winning his 8th term in office in November, Parasella was nominated by Governor Maura Healey to become a district court judge. He was confirmed by the Governor's Council in December. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon gives an update now on Monday's Whittier Tech at Northern Essex Community College First Working Group meeting.
It was over a year ago that we took the vote against the $500 million school project that was being proposed, right? And that was a gigantic effort by so many people to get the word out on that. That was a project that we weren't very involved in, and then it was kind of getting kind of shoved down our throats, right? And so that was a tough place to be because you didn't know how that vote was going to happen. But, you know, we were able to get the message out in a short period of time, and it was, you know, soundly defeated. So I would say since then, you know, we've kind of started from square one with Whittier, which has been great. They've actually been a wonderful partner, much more transparent, easier to work with. I think it was maybe one of the best things that could have happened to the relationship, right? It actually shined a big light on what that relationship was and what, you know, what's going on in our vocational schools. So what happened since then, we came up with a task force, and that task force was looking at the regional agreement, because we think anything that happens with Whittier going forward, that regional agreement should be modified. Now, we got a lot of resistance from Haverhill, right? And you need all 11 communities to agree on this, right? So Haverhill has really pushed back on the thought of, changing that regional agreement. So what was the other track that was happening? The other track was this idea of a shared campus model. And the state has been, you know, very involved in this, and they really, you know, they're really in favor of it. So there was another group that was put together, and I wasn't a part of this group, but it was another group that was really just looking at the feasibility of this type of project, and they partnered with the UMass Donahue Institute. So they're about to release a report, and that's kind of what my meeting was about the other day. So now there's a third group, right, and this was that first meeting the other day. They're going to take that report that they got from there, and then it's going to be the 11 cities and towns, and like they can be up from two representatives. It's going to be either the town manager or the mayor of those towns, and then they can have another representative be part of this working group that will actually dive into this, dive into this report and see what we're looking for and what this model could possibly look like. It was an incredibly an informational meeting that we had the other day. So it was a lot of good information. There's still a million questions out there, but I really thought it was a good first step. Another big thing that happened is that they went back to the MSBA, which is the Massachusetts School Building Authority, in December to ask basically to get let back in, right? And it's not an easy thing. Sometimes you have to go all the way back to the end of the line. But because Whittier had already been approved for something through them, we were hoping we could get back in line and start this process around this new model. And they actually voted to accept Whittier and Northern Essex into the pipeline again, with the caveat that the 11 cities and towns come up with a new regional agreement.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking in his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast. Gloucester Times is reporting the Rockport Teachers Association has sent a call to the school committee to lend more support to teachers ahead of a public hearing Wednesday on the fiscal year 2026 budget for the schools. The committee heard from reading specialist Stacy Twombly and history teacher Joan Hildreth, co-presidents of the Rockport Teachers Association, at its January 22 meeting. Twombly implored Superintendent Mark Branco and the committee to limit cuts made to teachers after a number were recently let go. And Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, Andover-based Alrosa's Italian Cafe and Bar is expanding its reach into Newburyport after recently buying the former Vera Ristorante building in Market Square for just under $1.6 million. The just over 1,800-square-foot retail space comes with every stitch of Vera's furniture and kitchen equipment. In boys' high school basketball from last night, Marblehead beat Malden 70-50, with Finn Barron leading the Magicians, pouring in 22 points. Beverly topped Haverhill 78-49, and the Panthers were powered by a 30-point performance from Jacob Class. And Bishop Fenwick down Peabody by a score of 59-45. Celtics and Bruins both off last night. Celtics play in Cleveland tonight, big game against the Cavs, and the Bruins will be hosting the Minnesota Wild tonight at the Garden. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.